Mayo is standing for the position of General Secretary of Unite. Gail's going to answer a few questions. So, Gail, I wonder if you just tell us a little bit about yourself, first of all.
Well, the job I've got at the moment for Unite is Assistant General Secretary for Public Services. That's obviously a really busy job because of the spending cuts from the coalition government. But before that, I worked 20 years in the union, but recruited into a nursing union, the Health Visitors Association. That was great. 20 years ago, and I've done the job of regional officer, national officer for equality and diversity, national officer for the health sector. So I've had a range of jobs, really working with members in every one of our industrial sectors, and we've got 23 now.
Wow. So you have put your name forward, as we know, for the position of General Secretary of Unite. It's a big job. Why did you decide to go for the job?
Well, from a very early age, from about the age of 20, I've been passionately determined to represent the rights of workers. And I think workers really deserve the best. I'm not sure that Unite is giving its members the best service and the best support. And I'd like to change that.
Well, what do you mean that you think Unite isn't giving its members the best support? What would you do about the situation as it is?
I'd improve our communication. I'd improve our communication with our workplace representatives, who in many establishments are the face of our union, so that they understand the support that's available to them. And then when they need us to advise and support, we're responsive speedily and efficiently and not in any way grudging. But there are many workers, many individual workers, who don't have the advantage of organised workplaces, and they need support too, and that has to be streamlined. At the moment, I'm afraid some of our members are passed around from pillar to post and get thoroughly fed up with it. So that's one thing that I'd like to change, and I think that could be changed quite quickly.
Well, that leads on to the next question, really, which is, what do you think you can bring to the job of General Secretary that none of the other candidates can?
Focus, attention to detail, but vision. And I do have a reputation for delivering. I do complete tasks and finish them. So I think it's about delivery. I'm driven to deliver an end product that makes things better, but also to acknowledge that we have to work together to get the best. And that means investing in our people. Lots of members of staff who have coordinating roles, management roles, have no training to manage. I'd like to look at that, as well as give additional training and support to the vast army of our administrators who have had to struggle for 3 years dividing their resources between two unions that haven't really properly merged, the predecessor unions of Unite, Amicus and the TNG. I assure anybody that votes for me, I will deliver integration.
So you have presented yourself as the progressive and independent candidate for this election. Is that part of that, saying that you would make sure that there was adequate integration, which quite clearly hasn't happened so far?
My political objective is to do our very best to defend our members' jobs and to ensure that they don't continue to pay the price of the greed of banks that resulted in an economic crisis and a deficit and every main party's obsession with reducing the deficit. So we've got to do our best politically to get an alternative over that convinces not just our own members, but the community beyond our members, that there's an alternative, a political alternative, an economic alternative to these deep and damaging cuts. And that means having a political debate, not just with politicians, and of course we have to deal with the current government and do our best with a coalition government, which frankly I think is quite right wing, but we've got to make our arguments to the shadow Labour government or the shadow Labour cabinet to get policies that really will move working people forward. And you know, that means a living wage, that means proper trade union rights, and that means a voice that supports working people and working people can identify with.
Thank you very much.